Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is the Rose and Shine podcast, featuring the Swedish sisters Josephine Roos and Victoria Roos Olsen. Based in Stockholm and New York, we share experiences from our international lives and careers. Good afternoon. This is Victoria sending from Stockholm.
Hello. Good afternoon. Josephine from Lindalen. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing brilliant. How are you?
Sitting here on the Pilates ball, so ready to pop. So ready, jumping up and down, doing all of these kind of strange circle movements. Been to my sweep today. So yeah, ready.
Yeah, and let us just point out that we are now how many days overdue? I'm saying we because I feel I'm also part of this. But
we
you,
are,
how many days overdue?
Depending on how we count, if we recognize that I was in the US, which is actually, you know, after us in time when I got my date. So, you know. Then 3 days ahead.
Oh, okay. So 3 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Could be four if I wanted to calculate Swedish time, but let's do three.
I think let's say three is better then.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we thought that the topic of this episode is kind of a little bit of an inspiration about how do you create your perfect weekend, if there is such a thing as a perfect weekend, I guess. And talking about weekends, you were the star of this weekend because you made it to my birthday party.
It's quite funny. I was the star of your birthday weekend.
You were. I mean, people were pretty impressed.
Yeah, people were
impressed.
I was impressed. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was great. So you had your birthday party and it was all like mom and dad and Steve. They wanted us to stay here in the country house because it's a 2-hour drive up to Stockholm.
They were lobbying hard for that, actually.
They were lobbying hardcore for us to stay and saying, this is not smart. This is not advisable. You meet your sister all the time.
And basically the hospital where you really should give birth is close to the country house.
Exactly.
So, you know, just to point out why. Yeah.
And I was being all cool and saying, you know, there's plenty of hospitals around Stockholm.
Yeah.
But I also had this, you know, for none of us, it's kind of happened in a, we'll see, right? But we're not really the 2-hour birth giving people either.
No.
So it didn't feel like it was, but, you know, of course, on the way up there in the car, I was still like, am I feeling something now? But no, I didn't. And I stayed at your party to 12:30 at night, which I thought was pretty good.
It was.
You had a brilliant party.
And actually, I love the idea that you said, like, you called me in the morning and you said, okay, so decision point is 4 p.m. So if I haven't felt anything at 4 p.m., we can go. So I started to send you really nice photos at 3 to sort of get you in the mood.
Yeah, very strategically from like our favorite restaurant. Yes. It even made me a little bit jealous for not being invited to the lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Very strategically. You think that happened by accident?
No, I don't. So then I came up and it was brilliant. I tried to put your red high heels on. I went up and got them from your wardrobe.
Yeah.
And realized though very quickly that my, I don't know, maybe 15 extra kilos were not going to walk around on those heels.
No, that would have been impressive actually.
Yeah, that would have been extra impressive. But no, it was super fun. Really lovely to meet all of your friends that most of them I know, of course. And, yeah. But some new faces as well. So it was really, really good.
Yeah. And it was really good that I made it to the birthday party too.
Yeah. So what happened? You were in Istanbul.
Yeah.
And then they've decided to not or to want to recount the votes, right? For the elections.
No.
Is that why you were late?
No. They actually, they shut down the airport for one of the big airports because they were opening another airport.
Oh, so it was not election related?
No. So it was just really weird because... So I'm actually, I'm doing this workshop with a client that I really enjoy working with, which is good when it's your birthday. You know, so I was there for 3 days and in a leadership workshop, and it was super nice. And then actually they were all going out for, because my actual birthday is, of course, was on the Thursday. So they went out for a big dinner, and I, you know, you're kind of, and I've been traveling so much, and I wanted to save myself a bit for the party and not come home exhausted. So I went to the spa and had a hammam the first time ever, like a Turkish.
Nice. Was it good?
Yeah, it was very nice. I guess it was a little bit at the hotel and not like a proper, well, I mean, but so, you know, you're on this stone thing and they pour hot water over you and they come with this brush and they scrub you then they put soap all over and it's like, yeah.
So you were like, happy
it was pretty cool.
To me.
Yeah. And they were... I'm like, and I was like, it's my birthday today. I was telling them. I almost felt embarrassed. Not really about saying that. But I, And then, so anyway, so I'm coming up afterwards and feeling all super relaxed. And I'm just like, okay, now I'm going to have the evening for myself. And then I thought, so by now I should be able to check in for my flight tomorrow night, Friday night.
Yeah.
You know, you get the text like 24 hours. And I'm like, no text, it's weird. And then like, no email, that's also weird. And then I go into my booking and then I'm going to go. And finally I find my way into the thing. And it's like, flight canceled.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, so it's like Thursday night. And I knew that there had been lots of flights canceled later on that night and all Saturday. And at the same time, a friend of ours, Ulrika, is sort of writing to me on Messenger. She's like, how can you? I have a couple of questions about Saturday.
Hold
like,
that thought.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to make sure that I get back home. She's like, can you take the train? And I'm like, from Istanbul.
That like, would be quite a trip. That really would be a movie.
Yeah, I should have then started that Thursday night. So it was a bit, I must say, it was actually quite stressful. And I tried to see the positive, fun thing about it.
Yeah,
no, but it was like a little bit. And then finally, I found this other flight much earlier than that, you know, so that I could get on. And I think because then, of course, at the airport, when I got to the airport on Friday afternoon, it was kind of chaos. And it was the last flight ever going out from that airport because they were closing it down.
But so how did they not have that into account? I mean, that's crazy.
I think some of the flights had been into account, but I think maybe they just shut down some even earlier than, you know, they. I don't know. I wasn't that impressed,
no,
to be honest.
But so you managed to, just because you wanted to check in the day before, you managed to actually buy a new flight. Is that what you had to do?
Yes, buy a new flight from a different company.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah.
You really were lucky you were onto it.
Yeah, yeah. So then I did come home and on the Friday night, and the birthday party, of course, was on Saturday night, which was good. Mm. So, and we had lunch with friends that were flying over from Scotland and Skåne and everything first. And then
and
it
New
was
Zealand the, and Colombia.
New Zealand and Colombia. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it was such a lovely, lovely evening, which was a lot of fun. So that weekend, so this weekend has been quite exhausting. So now... Today, I'm actually having, you know, the ego days that I'm, but I'm more calling this day like a rejuvenation day or like.
So what's the difference like, between an ego day and a rejuvenation? You're a bit more tired when you have a rejuvenation day.
Because in like an ego day, you're kind of reflecting on things and thinking about the future. But today I'm just
chilling
here. Yeah. Okay. And it's so funny, actually. So I did a little bit of work this morning and then a client calls me, but with a number I didn't recognize. And it's a big client of one of the big supermarkets in Sweden.
Uh-huh.
So she calls me and I'm in my mind in this. I'm not working today. So she's like calling. I'm calling from the supermarket. And I'm like, why is the supermarket calling me? Did we forget something? I'm like, yes. And then I'm like, oh,
you're like, can I order something from you?
No, I was like, oh, I'm like, oh, sorry. Yes, hi. Really thinking that they were calling from the super, there was a chorus from the head office and everything.
Oh, but since we're talking about weekends, so after the party, after your party, we went to stay at our family hotel, at the Welcome Hotel.
Yes.
And it was really, really lovely because we have a newly built incredible spa.
Yeah, and so, you're the first one to try it out from
ever. I'm the first one to try it out. So I managed to convince Steve that we were going to stay a little bit longer. I still didn't feel...
To his enthusiasm.
Anything? To his enthusiasm? Yeah, well, he actually got enthused when he realized that there's a plunge pool, like an ice pool
yeah.
in the spa. It is also like a heated outdoor spa and jacuzzi. But then inside you have two different saunas and like an ice cold plunge pool where, you know, just a deep, really ice cold pool. And this is, of course, what all of the, I don't know, really brainy people, the Tim Ferriss and Tony Robbins and all of them talk about, having one of these pools, because it's one of the best like mood changers.
Yeah.
I didn't really dare to do it, thinking, you know,
maybe that's like... what you should have done.
Well, I was thinking if I was a baby and that happened, I would be like, I'm staying here.
Yeah.
Outside seems very cold.
Yeah, it would that's be like true.
So I did a little bit of sauna and a little bit of jacuzzi and so on. But it was really, really incredible because we have seen it, of course, and we've been very much part of this whole spa building and but to actually feel it was fantastic.
Oh, that's so nice.
And Steve was saying, and I really agree, in Sweden there's so much weather which is this kind of in between seasons.
Yeah,
like it's not just that you have the beautiful winter and then you have a lovely summer. No. But it's a lot of gray
yeah
in between when you don't really know what to do. Like, you know, you have an urge to kind of do something and leave the house. And now with like a heated spa pool and so on, it's an excellent thing to do. It's a little bit of commercial now for our own family business, but I have to say I was very impressed.
Yeah, so that's at Welcome Hotel north of Stockholm. So that's just for anyone who's interested and want to come and have a lovely weekend there. We can really recommend it. So that's a good thing, and we wanted to do a little bit of a pep about that and talk about weekends and what you can do, because they do play an important role in many of our lives. And saying that about Sweden, I mean, what about different countries that we have lived? I find that there are quite different patterns in what you do. I mean, certain things are very similar, but other things are quite different.
Yeah.
I mean, in Dubai, for example, I find it super easygoing in a way. You know, when we lived there, there was always a barbecue and it was always super easy to hook up with people. And I actually remember us spending the weekends, because when we lived there, the girls were so small and we were very lucky to have in my work package.
You had access to the most luxurious hotel, pool and beach in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. It was beautiful. It was very nice. Yeah.
So it was absolutely incredible.
But, you know, so what happened was that the girls, of course, well, at least like my daughters, when they were young, they woke up very, very early. Mm. So it was super. So we would get up maybe at 6:30 when they got up, and then we would drive to the hotel and have this beautiful hotel breakfast. And, you know, there would be no guests there because everyone else would be on holiday. So it would be the girls. They would be spoiled by all the lovely stuff and, you know, having pancakes and everything.
That was so good.
I mean, you've been there with us.
It's out of this world.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like, that's a dream weekend. So, but we would be on the beach then all morning. And then by the time that the real guests and the tourists arrived at 10, 11-ish, you know, down to the beach, we would be like, oh, okay, so let's go back. Or the girls would go to their ballet lessons and everything. And
yeah.
That was lovely ways of spending weekends.
Yeah.
And then usually like parties with barbecues with friends, or even like lots of, that I miss in Sweden, lots of galas. I mean, that's, I guess, why I did a cocktail theme to my birthday party now. I just really love to get to dress up and see the guys in nice suits.
Yeah.
And it just adds such a lovely touch to it, I think.
No, it certainly does. Yeah, and then you move home to Sweden, or you come home to Sweden and you realize how super planned everything is, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, do you want to meet up and do something this weekend? I'm booked, you know. For 8 weeks. I might have a time slot for you in 9 weeks, if you can confirm that now.
But that's exactly what happened. So we came home. I remember that so clearly, you know, in summer. And we're like so excited to see our friends. And we're like, should we hang out in the weekend? And they were like, yeah, let's see. So we have a weekend available in November.
Yeah.
We were like, Oh.
Yeah, no, that's really, it's really a shock when you come back to Sweden from, I don't know, any other place which is, you know, so planned, like Sweden.
No, it's true.
And
what about countries you've been in?
Yeah, no, I mean, Myanmar for 5 years. And I think the weekends were really nice there when we were young. We were before Raf came. No, but it was nice. But Myanmar is so the seasons are really quite harsh.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a window which is from December to end of February,
yeah,
which is beautiful. So during that time, it's like it's barbecues and it's people are out and about and doing loads of things.
Yeah.
But then it gets really, really, really hot until May.
Yeah.
And then you're begging for the rain to start. And then the rain starts and doesn't stop until November, which is like a really tricky time. So I started to feel frustrated with the weekends towards the end, because it's also not like you have so many restaurants or so many things. I mean, it's certainly developed more and more.
Yeah.
But a good weekend would probably be during when the season was still, you know, nice, to go to one of these wonderful hotels and hang out by the swimming pool.
Oh, yeah, I remember those lovely. They're like a different style, but yeah, very nice, too.
And the best weekends would be when you drew off to Napoli or to Nuesong, like these beautiful, pristine, untouched beaches.
Ah.
And have a weekend away there. So that would be amazing. But towards the end, and with a baby, when the weather was so extreme, we really started to have less things to do.
Yeah.
Because it was this feeling of like you have to get outside of the house, but it was very hot once you got out of the house.
Yeah.
So you needed to know where you were going.
You need to have a goal. But I think even with young children, it is kind of good to have an idea what to do.
Yeah. And then, of course, we moved to the US. And I mean, in New York, it's great because you have so many different options. And
yeah, you don't really have to worry.
You don't have to worry. Yeah. The biggest worry was sitting, because we always traveled by ferry because we lived really nicely and had the ferry to go with.
Yeah.
So I always remember sitting on this ferry and starting to go through this app, Hello Sitter.
Yeah.
Trying to find a babysitter for the same night.
Yeah.
Because that would always be the thing. Like, are we going out tonight or are we not? Okay, so let's go through this app. But in the beginning, it worked so well. And then towards the end, I don't know, maybe they had less sitters or we were out for a shorter period of time. So it was really frustrating because you're trying to make a plan for the night, but you didn't know yet if you had a sitter or not.
Mm.
So that was a bit of the weekends in the US.
Yeah, but that was New York. I think
about
colleagues and friends I have in the US, I think they're impressive because they're like, okay, so let's go, you know, to the coast or to our son, you know, and they live like 9 hours away and they just all hop in the car and go, yeah, let's go up there for the weekend, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's such a huge country that's quite interesting to see different.
Yeah, I think it really depends where you are. Yeah. Because in one way in New York, I feel people are very spontaneous. But then when we try to like, oh, let's go, you know, upstate New York or let's do an excursion. And it's all of these really lovely boutique hotels and they would be full, you know, for so many months ahead.
Yeah.
And especially if it was a long weekend or a special weekend.
Maybe it's a big city syndrome, this planning for the weekends. But remember that in New York when we went up to that magical place? It was around Halloween with all the pumpkins. That was so beautiful.
Yeah, that was fantastic. It was this big. It was like an hour upstate, basically.
Yeah.
And a huge farm where thousands and thousands of carved out Halloween pumpkins that they had made the Statue of Liberty out of and horror houses. And
that was gorgeous. It was quite, very nice.
Quite exciting.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But what's, you know, how would you rate the perfect weekend? I guess right now you're in a special mood, but
the perfect weekend now would be to have a baby.
Yeah. Before the weekend. Yeah, exactly. I want to have a baby.
But that's what I'm saying, like, to have the baby in the weekend. You know?
Yeah.
Well, the perfect weekend for me now that I'm dreaming of would be actually go for a proper girls' weekend.
Ah, so yeah, you did have a girls' weekend just now.
I had a girls' weekend, which was lovely. But then I saw my other friend who has a really inspiring girlfriend group. And I saw on Instagram, and I've seen this before.
This is so typical Instagram jealousy, right?
I felt now that my girl group, we need to step up. Because their girls' weekend was, you know, everyone left there. Or I don't know if all of them have kids, but I think half of them have kids and half of them don't. They left their kids. They flew to like Lake Como outside of Milan. And it's just them sitting on boats and drinking drinks and having an absolutely fantastic time, which is, you know, it's lovely to be out here at Lindalen, but it's very much like walking in the woods. And
I would close down that mental picture. Don't think about it now. Close it down, put it in a little, you know, box, leave it somewhere deep, and then future, you can look at it again.
I'm thinking end of summer. So I've started to work on a couple of my friends. A few of my friends are a little bit too pregnant. I might be ready to leave the baby behind. They might not be ready at that time. So we'll see. We'll see if it can happen. But that would be my perfect weekend. But I think your question is a little bit more around like the at home weekend.
Yeah, well, both. I mean, I like Lake Como too. That sounds lovely. But stay at home week, what would you do after a hectic week?
Well, after you start to like properly work and have a kids, Friday have kind of lost their, you don't have really get the party feeling on the Friday night anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
So that, I guess, the perfect is, you know, just come home and have some lovely dinner and a glass of wine. And hopefully there's something good on because you're a bit too tired to actually even download a movie.
Make a decision.
Yeah, exactly.
Which film to see.
Exactly. So that's probably the perfect Friday. I love having some kind of plan for the Saturday, you know, something fun happening.
Yeah.
And ideally, I mean, this is maybe me now having been starved of this for a long time. But at the moment, it'd probably be like a wine lunch in town.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Wine lunches are really good.
With some spontaneous kind of little shopping thing afterwards.
That's nice. That's what I had this weekend. I mean, I got my birthday dress 10 minutes before that lunch.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
The same day as my, it was just, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a really, that really lifts the spirits. Yeah, maybe going out more for like a couple of drinks and you're still kind of home relatively early so that on Sunday, and you would already have had a workout, right? Saturday morning would already have been a workout. So you already kind of ticked that box.
Yeah.
Then your wine lunch and a little bit of spontaneous shopping.
Yeah.
Then maybe in an ideal world, you know, you would actually have energy to then go out and have a couple of more drinks.
Yeah.
But sometimes you kind of crash after the wine lunch.
That's also
depends
okay.
a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then going to one of your yoga sessions.
Yeah.
Going to a Sunday morning yoga session and a bit of outdoors on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you get that ultimate Sunday feeling, and we got that actually this Sunday when we came back from the spa and we came back out to Lindalen here, and it was maybe it's ultimate as well, because we're actually not going to work on Monday. But, you know, we're all like, we put on television for Raph, lit the candles, Steve was practicing guitar, and I was lying down on the bed reading a magazine. And it just felt very harmonious and nice Sunday feeling.
That's great.
What about you?
Well, I love lots of the things that you already said. And I love the Friday cozy after work feeling. At one stage, we were really good in making Friday cocktails, you know, a little bit fun. We should get back to that. But, you know, a glass of wine, buy some really nice magazines. I love that Friday shopping, actually, to go to a really nice supermarket, the one that called me this morning. You know, like just get some really nice delicacies and have a super cozy Friday. I like really that. I love my Saturday mornings because usually I'm the first one to wake up in my family. So I get to spend like an hour or two, a little bit more at times, on my own in our conservatory, reading, writing, doing yoga. You know, that's super nice. Having lots of coffee and just, yeah, lovely, lovely time. I like also lovely, nice wine lunch or like hang out with friends. Mm. I like also movement, and it's nice. We go with our couple of friends on like Sundays sometimes, like a mountain biking when the weather is really nice. Mm. So you go like for a 2 hour or a 3 hour ride on the bikes and hang out with friends. And yeah, that's really nice.
I feel like it's really good when you manage to get that Saturday morning exercise routine, because then you really feel like you tick that box and you kind of just enjoy.
Yeah, I don't so much like the gardening or you know, I like having a garden. I don't like to take care of it so much.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, when the girls have been playing, now they actually do all dance, which is nice because then you go to a beautiful show once a semester and it's gorgeous. But you don't have to like sit in this indoor gymnasiums and watch handball.
No.
No, this is much nicer, you know, to just do that, I think.
Actually, even now in Bogota, we just started to take Raph to swim lessons.
Yeah.
And it felt like such a good idea and such a nice thing to do.
But welcome to 10 years ahead in your life.
What I was going to say is that it felt like a good idea. It felt like an awful idea as soon as we started to do it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the first class we went to, for some reason, I don't know, I went alone or no, Steve was there, but maybe he forgot his swimming suit and I brought his togs. And I brought my swimming suit and I was already then heavily pregnant. So I'm like fitting in, looking way too like sexy in my swimming suit.
Yeah.
Raph is in this terrible 3 mood and is just like super angry about this whole thing. It's all dads. It seems like a dad and baby thing in Bogota to do swim lessons.
Okay.
So it's me in my red too sexy swimming suit, not feeling at all up for it. Raph not feeling at all up for it. And I don't really like swimming. Anyways, I have trauma from swimming when I was younger, you know, having to go to these really hardcore, horrible swimming classes. So that was really, really awful. And then, you know, the next time we still went, Steve had his togs, so he could do it.
Yeah.
And then we had paid like three more times. And yeah, we managed every time to find an excuse for not going. So I don't know. Swimming lessons were not really either of our thing. It felt good to do it for him, but no.
But, you know, so weekend, what I do think is good, because we spend a lot of time usually. We have hectic lives, many of us, and I know many of our listeners, you do too. And it's just sometimes it's really nice to have something really cool planned and do nice stuff. But it's also really, really nice to have those times when you don't really plan.
Mm.
And I was once at, and that was an amazing experience. I was really strange actually for me, but at an angel reading, and I can tell you more about that another time. But so these ladies, they were like, yeah, I think you need some more PJ weekends, as in like just hang around in your pajamas and just relax and don't think so much about life. And that was really, I thought, a nice advice. from my angels.
Yeah, so two comments on that. The first one is, my former boss really taught me that. She was so good about it. She's like, Sundays, you know, she stay in bed until 11 and reads and drink coffee. And,
yeah.
And we really started to do that in New York, actually make sure that we had naps on Sundays.
Ah,
and
yeah.
That's just like the whole family, you know, went and had a little nap. So that was a great thing. And then the other one is about the angel reading. I have borrowed your Healing with Fairies card.
Yeah.
Have I told you that?
Yeah.
So we're sitting with them here and occasionally draw a card. And mine was now Great Expectations, which is really... really suiting, but those are great, these cards. They really feel like they speak to you.
I think we should sort of embrace a little bit of magic into our life. Maybe we could do an episode on magic, actually, because there are so many cool things around that, too.
Healing with Victoria and Joseph.
Yes.
Yes, I think that could be interesting. We'll see.
Yeah. But so if we're going to start to tune into or close this episode, our advice is, you know, consciously think a little bit about your end in mind with your weekends. Think about what are the things that gives you energy. I love your cozy Sunday too. And we try to do that too, actually. Just close the weekend off, maybe taking out a little bit of a digital detox, remove the phones and take on some candles.
Yeah, I read that you should try to have, you know, from Sunday or Friday at 7 p.m. to Sunday at 3 or something, a digital detox.
Yeah, I guess we could do that a weekend.
It's hardcore, exactly.
Yeah.
One weekend.
But at least like Sunday evening, maybe with no digital, so that you get a proper like rest for the week.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think this will be released normally as Thursday always. So just everyone, we can just say enjoy your weekend. Have a lovely, lovely weekend.
And have a rest.
And talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.